This is the Wall Street update of the download edition of World Business Report on Thursday, the 31st of July. I'm Roger Hearing. Now, the Dow Jones in America has been making solid gains recently, but lost some of those, partly because of worries about the debt situation in Argentina and sanctions against Russia. Well, I discuss the day's trading on Wall Street with Joe Saluzzi of Themis Trading in New Jersey.
Obviously a very heavy selling day today. I think we're down over 300 in the Dow. And, you know, there's a couple of reasons that I think people are pointing to. Argentina, obviously, with their credit problems over there and potential defaults going on. But I think there's another reason, and it's more of the Federal Reserve and whether or not rates are going to go up higher. So, you know, they had comments yesterday, and then today a number came out, which was their employment cost index, which was a little bit higher than expected, which some people are interpreting as inflationary. And I think really for the last couple of years, it has all been about the Fed, and that almost superseded the Argentina news.
And now we know that tapering's coming to an end pretty soon. That's getting people to focus, isn't it, I guess?
It is, and they're getting nervous about the slope. But everybody knows that rates are going to go up, but now it's a matter of how fast will they go up, when will the Fed move, will the Fed be too late, will they let this thing heat up too much? So, we've been waiting for this moment for years now, and it's finally here, and I think the market's starting to get a little nervous. But with that said, we're certainly due for a pullback after all these up days, and I think people are nervous, but they're certainly not, it's not to the point of panic at all.
And, of course, so the issue here, Joe, has always been, the underlying strength of the U.S. economy. What's your sense of that? Do you think it is, it's okay if it can walk on its own feet now?
I think so. I think the Fed personally should have been pulled out a long time ago, what they've been doing. I think it's very distortive on rates, and, the market wants – there's a reason why it's called the market, right? It doesn't mean you don't need Federal Reserve intervening constantly. With that said, I do think the economy is certainly not as strong as people would have liked, 5 years after a financial crisis. You'd expect a heck of a lot more growth, and even though we had a 4% number last quarter, that was coming off of a down quarter prior. So I think we're growing, but we're certainly not growing enough.
Joe Saluzzi there. And in figures on Wall Street, the Dow was down 1.9%, 16,563. Here in London, the 100 share index down 0.6% at 67.30. You're listening to World Business Report from the BBC.